Detective Jay Warner Wallace, he's been featured on Dateline, Cold Case, Homicide Detective. He's a national speaker and a best-selling author. His new book is called Person of Interest. Jim Wallace joins us. Good morning.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Jim, when a detective says you're a person of interest, what does that mean and how do you apply it to Jesus in the book?
Well, you know, the term is often used about when you're conducting an investigation and you've got somebody who you're interested in interviewing for one reason or another, or they're the focus of your investigation at the moment, not necessarily as a suspect sometimes, but often sometimes as a witness, just somebody you're looking for, or potentially has some involvement in the case, even if it's not involvement as a suspect. But most of the time when we think about it, like interesting persons, we have probably a hierarchy in our mind of the people in your life that we would say are the most interesting persons you know. And I'll tell you that I first became interested in Jesus because I went to a church with my wife. We were not believers. We stepped in the church, and the pastor there cleverly said that Jesus was the smartest man who ever lived. Mm. And I thought, is that true? And why would he say that? And so I bought a Bible just to investigate that claim. Not interested in the supernatural, didn't believe God existed, didn't think this was even worth an investigation from that perspective. But there might be some interesting things that this fictional character named Jesus, that's how I considered him at the time, had said that I would be wise to tap into. So I wanted to hear, what were the red letters? And that's how I started my investigation to begin with. It turns out that Jesus is not only smart and interesting, he has had more impact on humans globally than any other person in the history of persons. And I think many of us have just forgotten the kind of impact that Jesus has. We stand on the shoulders of Jesus and his followers, and we don't even know we're standing there.
Hmm. Jim, one of the illustrations in your book is of an explosion and the debris field. And tell us how that you connected that with your study of Jesus in what you call a no-body homicide.
Yeah, I often get tasked with these cases where we have no-body murders, no-body missings. Usually they're reported as a missing person. You know, hey, my wife ran off last night, and she didn't come home this morning. Now, meanwhile, this guy has killed his wife and has gotten rid of her body and wants us to believe it was a missing. And sometimes the officers do initially believe that, and then it becomes a cold homicide case. And so that's where I come in. I pick up these cold cases. But how do you make a case to a jury when you have no crime scene? Let's say you're 10 years behind it. Right. It was never worked as a murder. No photographs were ever taken of the crime scene. Everyone's moved. The house has been remodeled. There's like no way. Where do you go with this? And you don't even have a body. Well, what you do is you demonstrate to the jury that on that day that the explosion took place, that day that something terrible happened, that bomb was preceded by a long fuse that burned up to the day of the explosion. And after that bomb exploded, there's shrapnel everywhere. So you can demonstrate what happened on the day of the murder, even without a crime scene, if you can demonstrate to the jury everything that occurred in the fuse and everything that occurred in the fallout. Mm-hmm. And so we make cases with the fuse and the fallout all the time in front of juries. So I decided, well, could I take the same approach with Jesus? If I didn't trust what the New Testament said, so that's what we're doing in this book. Look, I wrote a book called Cold Case Christianity where we looked at the New Testament and evaluated it. Mm-hmm. This is just the opposite approach. What we're saying here is, no, what if there was no New Testament you trusted? You probably got friends right now who don't trust the New Testament. They won't read it. Mm. And so if they won't read it and don't trust it, well, then the question becomes, well, okay, how do we work this out? You won't go in the crime scene for any evidence. How do I demonstrate this? Well, it turns out you don't even need the New Testament to demonstrate the historicity and deity of Christ, because the fuse of history leading up to Jesus and the fallout of history that follows Jesus are more than enough to demonstrate his amazing impact is clearly divine. And two, you could reconstruct the entire story of Jesus just from the evidence in history.
Hmm. Jim, what you do, would you consider it a version of apologetics, or is that something a little bit different?
Well, this book is different in the sense that as I was writing it, I realized this is not really a book so much about making the case for Jesus as it is about demonstrating why Jesus still matters, even to people who would reject the New Testament. And so I think we're doing a little bit of both here, right? So what I wanted to do is to write books that most robustly cover every aspect. Look, we believe that the Bible describes the world the way it really is. If that's the case, you ought to be able to find evidence for the Bible in everything that really is. And so I'm looking at those places that most people overlook, which which is, by the way, what you do in cold cases, right? What we do in cold cases, you know, it's the old trite phrase, you're looking for the things hidden in plain sight. Well, a lot of it is that somebody 30 years ago when they had this case, they missed something that you might be able to see, but you're going to have to look in places that people aren't looking already. And so what we did here is we tried to look in those aspects, those places, to make a case for the historicity of a deity of Jesus that, well, I think will surprise people. I think when people read this, this is an illustrated book. I do all my own illustrations. There's over 400 illustrations in this book. The idea here is it's kind of like a part graphic novel, right? It reads very fast.
Yeah.
It's very visual. It makes the case like you make it in front of a jury. I think it's accessible. I don't think you're going to find, when an author says this, I kind of feel like he's puffing up. But the reality of it is I think this is a very unusual book. I don't think there's anything I've ever written like it, and there's nothing I think like it on the market.
Yeah. The book is called Person of Interest by the author of Cold Case Christianity, Detective J. Warner Wallace. Thanks for being our guest this morning.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.